think it's time to make a start. First of all, can we go around the room? This is Paul Benson, Northwest England.
Philip Gordon, Isle of Wight, England.
Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
Orhan Yeter, from Turkey.
Okay. So, there's good news and bad news. The good news is we're going to have some opposite wing attacks again. The bad news is it's no longer the Perk defence transposing into Philidor. I think you've had enough of those. I think you've had a good few examples of how play can go in that system. Of course, there's so many sub-variations and sub-variations in the whole setup, but I think you've got a flavour of what can happen for white and black with one particular set of pawn structures. Right, well, as you should know, hopefully, in November, the World Chess Championship is going to take place. It will be between defending champion Magnus Carlsen and challenger Fabiano Caruana from America.
Oh, the guys are going to play for the championship.
Yep. The ratings at the moment, Carlsen 28-39, Caruana 28-20. So I thought it would be a good idea if we have some examples of the play of the challenger, and hopefully we can look forward to some exciting games. Today we're going to look at a game between Caruana 28-23 and Nakamura 27-79. So this is top end of the grandmaster scale. Second in the world, I think, plays about number 7. I think plus was when I looked up, but he might be a bit lower. But definitely in the top 12. Okay, the game begins. Caruana is white. Pawn, echo 4. Game move, pawn, echo 4. Right, now, sometimes it's wise to hold your tongue when talking to the press. In a press conference, Nakamura, in one particular tournament, said he played a particular opening system against a particular opponent because it was a must-win game. Caruana, prior to this game, assessed that from the perspective of Nakamura, this is a must-win game. So he anticipated the same opening system as was played in the previous game, to which Nakamura referred to as a must-win game. The game begins, 1, echo 4, black plays pawn, Charlie 5, the Sicilian, pawn, Charlie 5. Game move for white, knight, foxtrot 3. Game move for black, pawn, delta 6. Game move for white, pawn, delta 4. Game move for black, Charlie 5, takes delta 4. Game move for white, knight takes delta 4. The comments here, if you want to try and catch somebody out, play queen takes delta 4. But make sure you're prepared. They might not be as prepared as you, but make sure you're prepared. Queen takes delta 4. It's a perfectly respectable move. It doesn't put as much pressure on as the knight foxtrot 4. Knight takes delta 4, knight foxtrot takes delta 4 variations. But if you've done your homework, you can play queen takes delta 4 here. Just make sure you know what you're doing. Like where to line the pieces up, which pawns to move, which pawns not to move. Shouldn't take more than a couple of afternoons work to get the ideas.
What should white do? White plays the obvious knight to Charlie 6.
You pin it, bishop, bravo 5. and be prepared to take. And then you can keep putting on delta 4. I think you might even be able to play queen alpha 4 as well. I think they both know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Game move, knight takes delta 4. Game move for black, knight foxtrot 6. Game move for white, knight charlie 3. And this is another big branch point for black. There are about four main ideas here. If black plays pawn golf 6, we're entering the dragon territory. If black plays pawn echo 6, it's the Scheveningen. Black can play pawn echo 5 here, but they tend to hang on for a move. Oh, do they? No, you can play pawn echo 5 straight, so there are 5 variations. Yeah. You can play knight charlie 6 here. Actually, you can even play knight bravo delta 7. And last but not least, what's left? Game move. Pawn alpha 6. The Neidorf. Right, this is where game move pawn alpha 6. White is there's so many moves here, which you just pick which one you like. Bobby Fischer used to like bishop charlie 4, the so's in. There's a system involved which the English players have developed, bishop echo 3, and that usually involves throwing all the kingside pawns on the board, similar to what we've seen over the last few weeks. There's a much slower move which Karpov would like, bishop echo 2. What else is there?
Is it possible to play here bishop delta 3 also?
It'll get in the way on delta 3.
Yes, we can play echo 5 maybe, so...
The grandmasters don't play it. They just don't do it, so there must be a reason. It's not a popular move in this position at all.
Mm-hmm.
Virtually unknown. You can fianchetto the bishop if you like. Pawn golf 3, bishop golf 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so it's white to play. The only move I haven't mentioned is the game move. White in the game plays bishop golf 5.
Oh, not Felix 3.
Not pawn Felix 3, no. Actually, white could play pawn foxtrot 3 there. The second set up the attack system again. Pawn foxtrot 3 and see what black does, see which way black commits. Is black going to hit pawn echo 5 or echo 6 or leave it where it is? What's black going to do with the queen's knight? Is it coming to charlie 6 or delta 7? Decisions to be made. Okay, bishop golf 5. Black in the game virtually always plays the same move here, and that's his pawn echo 6. Game move for black, pawn echo 6. Game move for white is pawn foxtrot 4. And those of you with good memories will know we have had this system before on our coaching session boards. We might have had 3 games. I can remember 2, maybe 3 games in this pawn, this white setup. And I think in all three, black played exactly the same continuation. Or maybe not, I can't recall. I think 2 of them were the same variation, as we're going to see today. Now, there's lots of choices here for black. You can play knight charlie 6, or you can play knight bravo delta 7, or you can play the safe solid bishop echo 7. You can play the dangerous poison pawn queen bravo 6. Or you can just Yeah, a little bit subtle. And see if White knows what to do in this opening system. And that's the game move, pawn Hector 6. Yeah. The game move today is pawn Hector 6, which is what you were going to say. Yeah. It doesn't force the bishop to retreat. Believe it or not, some players do capture on Foxtrot 6. And I think you can take with the golf pawn and present a strong pawn centre to the white pawns. And they can't easily break through. You have to know how to play it. It's an old system. Bishop takes Foxtrot 6 and golf takes Foxtrot 6. You have to know what to do with your pieces and pawns for both sides of the board. If you don't study it, you won't know how to get the best out of the middle games.
Where are you going to put your king if you play that system?
Leave it in the centre.
It's got lots of pawns in front of it, so it can be okay.
Yeah, white can't strip pawn centre away. So you have to play it as a totally different game. It's no longer a game of strip away your opponent's pawns. It's a mixture of piece play with pawn advances. You can't strip away pawn cover like we saw last week. All right, white in the game retreats, bishop goes L4. Game move, bishop goes L4. Again, black now can do the same tricks I've talked about before, either knight Charlie 6, knight Bravo Delta 7, bishop Echo 7. About the only piece that has to decide its future would be the Bravo 8 knight. That can go to both squares, Delta 7, Charlie 6. The Foxtrot bishop will almost always go to Echo 7. It will be a peculiar opening if you don't put it on Echo 7. Right, it's black to play. It's a must-win game for black. What do you think black's going to do?
Queen Bravo 6.
Queen Bravo 6 aiming for the poison pawn. Correct. Yeah, fighting chess. Game move for black, Queen Bravo 6. The favourite of Bobby Fischer. And now white has to make the big decision. Do you allow queen takes Bravo 2 and try and prove that black's queen has been greedy and expended too many tempi, and for the pawn it just doesn't get enough play, the catch black out in the centre? Or do you prevent this? There are two ways to prevent this. You can actually play Rook Bravo 1, believe it or not. You can play Knight Bravo 3, but if you play Knight Bravo 3, in fact, there are three ways to prevent it. There's Rook Bravo 1, which I wouldn't particularly recommend, but I have seen played. You can play Knight Bravo 3, which is recommended, but you have to do your homework, white, because you're allowing Queen Echo 3 check. Bishop Echo 2, Queen takes Foxtrot 4, a pawn sacrifice. And I'll give you another warning. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. You must know precisely what to do if you're going to snatch that Foxtrot pawn. If you don't know the exact sequence of moves in several games, then the chances are you're going to lose. Or you're going to get a very bad position. So you can take a dangerous pawn, or you don't have to come in Queen Echo 3 check. You can just carry on as per normal. And the only move left is the game move, which we've seen before. Any ideas how to stop Queen takes Bravo 2?
Alpha 3.
You play pawn Alpha 3. How does it stop Queen takes Bravo 2? Well, it doesn't.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Be my guest, as they say. Make my day, is the phrase. So after pawn alpha 3, queen takes Bravo 2. The trick is white goes knight alpha 4. And the black queen has no flight square.
That's not only a poison pawn, that's a fatal pawn.
Yep. The knight and alpha 4 back hits the queen on Bravo 2. Colours Charlie 3, and all the squares of the Bravo file are taken. Bravo 1, 3 obviously, 4 to the Alpha 3 pawn, 5 to the Bishop on Foxtrot 1, and Bravo 6 to the Knight, which just moved to Alpha 4. And I have caught one player out with that once.
Yeah, at our level, yeah, you can get the trap, because at their level, they would never fall for it, but at our level...
It's just a manoeuvre to say...
Yeah, but it's still good.
It's a psychological manoeuvre, saying you've come to the board prepared, doubtless, to move 30 in some variations, and I kid you not, I kid you not, that are some games where players are finding theoretical novelties at move 30. There's a most amazing sequence. I've been wondering whether I should do it for a coaching session just to show you what theory is like. It involves Queen takes Bravo 2 and Queen Alpha 3. And it involves White sacrificing pieces all over the place, and it ends up in a draw. By best play on both sides, according to the latest computer analysis that was going when this game was published about a year and a half, 2 years ago. So matters might have moved on. So who wants to play a line that you know ends in a draw by best play? So why not play Pawn Alpha 3, rule it all out, and just in case blacks find an improvement somewhere and that one of the moves that everyone thought was the best turns out to be not the best, and then you're confronted with the theoretical novelty on move 27, instead of getting your theoretical novelty in, which you planned for move 31, and then you're left at the board wondering what to do. And your opponent isn't. So the game move, Pawn Alpha 3, great psychological move. It just rules out Queen takes Bravo 2. So now we're back playing chess again. Oh, we're still in theory. We're still going to be having theoretical arguments going on. But look at it from the white perspective. Nakamura spoke in advance that he uses a certain opening for a must-win game. And Caruana estimates this is a must-win game for Nakamura from his perspective. So he plays a system whereby all the sharp lines are taken away. Right. So, the psychological battle has been won by White. Game move for Black is Bishop Echo 7. So we're getting back into main lines again. Not that we haven't left main lines. Alpha 3 is a main line.
The Black Queen is kind of misplaced now, I would say.
Yeah, there's a couple of pieces who aren't particularly enjoying themselves. The Black Queen, if she can't take on B2, she shouldn't be on Bravo 6. Yeah, you're right. She'll become a target on Bravo 6. And besides which, she's stopping the advance of the Bravo 7 pawn. So she must retreat. But then again, White's going to be spending quite a few tempi with the H4 bishop. So you win some, you lose some.
Is knight c6 okay?
Yeah, so.
Instead of bishop, the bishop move.
What would white do? White retreat bishop foxtrot 2.
Yeah, and then you've got queen Casper 7. And
well, why not do it the other way around? Why not just go queen Charlie 7 first? The bishops. Oh, I see. You want to force the bishop back to foxtrot 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah.
And then if white take knight takes Charlie 6, you could take with the queen and you're happy.
You could take with the pawn and be happy.
Yeah. Either way, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, if you take with the pawn, you're threatening queen take Bravo 2 again, because knight alpha 4 can be got by queen Bravo 7 or Bravo 8.
But after knight Casper 6, you're threatening to take the knight.
Yeah. So it forces white to do something. Yeah.
Yeah, developing move with a threat. That's what, and knights before bishops. Ah, okay. But not always.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So black in the game plays bishop echo 7. There might be some sneaky tactics now involving knight takes echo 4.
Yeah, I was looking at that. Yeah.
The idea is if black has two moves, black now plays knight takes echo 4, and if bishop takes echo 7, black is not, white is not attacking anyone's queen. Black can simply go knight takes knight Charlie 3, which forces Bravo takes Charlie 3. And then king takes echo 7.
Good for black.
You've got a pawn, your king's in the middle, but so what? You're not getting, your king isn't going to be exposed on echo 7, quite safe. It would only be a disadvantage if the pawn cover can be torn away. Bishop echo 7 game move for black. White to play in the game starts a little bit of rerouting. Game move for white. White plays bishop foxtrot 2.
Okay, so both those moves force that move, kind of. So
yeah.
It's better to play the bishop because the bishop. Yep.
Sorry, where is the white pawn on f pawn?
Foxtrot 4.
Okay, I missed it. Sorry.
Okay, so bishop foxtrot 2 sets up an X-ray attack. if white had another move, you could. Does knight takes echo 6 almost win the black queen? No, it doesn't. It's queen Charlie 6, but it's uncomfortable. It's queen alpha 5, pawn bravo 4, and that does trap the black queen. I mean, knight takes echo 6 just wins two pawns anyway.
Yes.
So black must move the queen. If ever your queen gets put in an X-ray attack like this, just think of moving her. And unless you're very good at calculating tactics and realizing the consequences of staying in the X-ray attack turn out to be favorable for yourself. Here they aren't. Black must move. Because if black leaves everything alone, knight takes echo 6, knight takes golf 7, knight comes back. Oh, is the knight trapped? No, the knight can go up to hotel 5. It's covered by the queen on delta 1. So we're all right. Okay, so black moves the queen. Game move for black is queen Charlie 7. Right, so it's looking more like a standard Scheveningen Sicilian now. White's played a pawn alpha 3, which might not be too useful. Black's played 2 tempi with the queen, but that's cancelled out by the pawn on alpha 3, if you like. So white isn't particularly ahead in developments. White's got 3 pieces out. Black's got 3 pieces out.
White has to put his king. One little problem for white.
Where's white going to put the king?
Yeah.
Oh, anywhere.
Well, queen side, then alpha 3 becomes a target, kind of. I guess he can castle king side.
Yeah, you can castle king side if you want. Bishop echo 2, foxtrot 3, castle king side. Take it slowly. Or bishop echo 2, foxtrot 3, castle king side, and the pawn golf 4. Nice and aggressive. Okay, it is white. Yes, it is white to play. Any ideas? It's not bishop echo 2, so it's something else.
I think we've seen queen 3 in these positions? Or am I getting mixed up with systems?
No, you have seen queen foxtrot 3 in these systems, and it's I think it's the right place to put the queen. I think you can play systems with a queen on Delta 2, but I think Foxtrot 3 is the superior square to go to. And that is the game move. The game move is Queen Foxtrot 3. I think it's fairly clear what White is signalling intentionally here. Okay, so Queen Foxtrot 3. Black has to make a decision. There's going to be, in fact, there are essentially three developing moves here for Black, or maybe four. Depending on which one you study, they're probably all just about playable. You can probably castle here. The other moves are, you could play Knight Charlie 6, with the idea of Bishop Delta 7, and playing Pawn Bravo 5 and one of the rooks to Charlie 8, probably the Alpha Rook. Standard Sicilian stuff. Another setup is to put the Bishop on Delta 7 first to go to Charlie 6. Bishop Delta 7, Bishop Charlie 6, and then play Knight Bravo Delta 7. And what you've got is a fianchetto Bishop without a pawn on Bravo 5. And then there's Knight Charlie 6 on its own, I think I've mentioned. And all that's left is the game move. Now, all these systems I just described are known. The reason how I know this is because about 5 years ago, I was playing in a German email tournament, and I had a position in this system. And my opponent played pawn alpha 3. I was black, and my opponent played pawn alpha 3, which I was very pleased with, actually, because I didn't want a long theoretical battle, because what I was fearful of was my opponents having a chess magazine with all the latest analysis explained, whereas I'd have to dig through the databases, plowing through it game by game, trying to work out what the latest theory actually is. So my Queen Bravo 6 was a little bit of bluff, really. And thankfully, I got pawn alpha 3 out. And I was going to take the pawn just for the experience of knowing what it's like. But I knew I was going to be giving myself an awful lot of hard work to do, studying the database. But I also knew that in return for all the hard work of study, I would gain experience in the line. And I looked at these various systems for Black, various piece setups of what Black can do. And I found out that Black almost always plays Knight Foxtrot 6 and Bishop Echo 7. But the permutations of the queenside pieces can vary. The Bishop can go to Bravo 7 or Delta 7. It can go Delta 7 to Charlie 6. And that means the Bravo 8 Knight must come to Delta 7. Or Black Knight can come to Charlie 6 straight away. So it's a question of which suits you. As far as I could tell, they were all pretty much of a muchness. There was not much in it. So it's not which is the best system is available for Black. It's which best suits you. Where do you like your pieces to go? Do you like fianchetto bishops or more central bishops? Do you prefer active knights or putting a knight on the 7th rank to come to the 5th rank? Okay. So Black has to make a decision. And the game move for Black, the big decision Black's about to make, is to play Knight Bravo Delta 7. Knight Bravo Delta 7. Okay. Well, I think it's fairly obvious what White's going to do now. Game move for White is castles queenside.
Then he does have this weakness at alpha 3 there. Anyway.
Yeah. that's fine. Okay. So White's just going to cast the queen side. And Black does the obvious. Opposite wing attack. Black gets on with the opposite wing attack. Black plays pawn, bravo, fine.
Probably not too bad for Black if he doesn't want to draw, so probably somebody's going to win this thing.
Does he have a 5 do anything?
For Black?
No, for White now, either 5. Does that do anything? Hitting the rook?
No, you play Bishop Bravo 7, you see, and then there's Temple on the Queen. That's a well-known trick. Yeah. Oh, you're thinking of giving up material. Echo 5, Bishop Bravo 7, Pawn takes Foxtrot 6, Bishop takes Foxtrot 3. Pawn takes Echo 7 would be nice if Black had a Queen on Delta 8.
Yeah.
Or would be worth analysing if Black had a Queen on Delta 8. 3 pieces for a Queen. I think we had a game in the coaching session where some Russian analysts dreamt up they dreamt up a 3-piece queen stack against Bobby Fischer, and he refuted it over the board.
Yeah, there was some rumor that probably. Yeah. They could instead play Echo 5 takes Delta 6. Then both queens are threatened.
Okay, Echo 5, Bishop Bravo 7. Echo takes Delta 6, Bishop takes Delta 6, and then it's the white queen that's threatened again.
But you got pawn takes queen as well for white.
So what you're saying is, if white can open up the center, white can start to strip away some of the black defenses with Echo 5, Bishop Bravo 7, Echo takes Delta 6. Ah, white's losing exchange. After Echo takes Delta 6, Bishop takes Foxtrot 3, forces Delta takes Charlie 7, but then Bishop takes Delta 1 and White's lost an exchange for this. And you're not going to get anything with the Charlie pawn. You're going to lose that ultimately as well.
And also, Black is threatening after pawn takes pawn, Bishop takes
Foxtrot 4, check.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very, very active position for Black. No, you don't push pawn Echo 5. It doesn't produce anything good at all. It just makes white.
It has to be calculated though, but then you find out no, it's no good.
Yeah, okay. If this is your first time you've ever seen it, you calculate it and hopefully reject it. Yeah.
So it almost works, you know, the double queen 3, but the bishop takes rook is the thing that kills it.
If the queen was black, this is why the black queen often goes to Charlie 7 early on in Sicilians, to allow for this pawn alpha 6, pawn bravo 5. And just in case white puts a queen on the foxtrot 3, you've got this idea of being able to counter the attack on the alpha 8 rook with bishop bravo 7. All right. So black's got activity, white's got nice developments, both players are happy. So it's white to play. Black has just played pawn bravo 5. Any ideas?
Now white hasn't got a target on the king side for the black king because he's not there yet.
He's not.
Can't play for that. Because he might never go there.
Wait, what? They're both sides of castle, right?
No, Black has castle.
What, Black is not castle?
No. Black is not castle, no.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a top. I mean, normally you play, you know, play on the king's side, on a Hector 3, Gustav 4, or Bishop either 2, and then. Or Gustav 4, but you can't because there's no target yet.
Well, there is. You can play pawn to Golf 5.
Mm.
Yeah, the king is still on the king's side somewhere.
Yeah, but firstly, if you ever get a pawn to go five, you'll displace the black knight.
Yeah.
But by some means or another. That leaves Foxtrot 7 weak. And if you displace, well, it depends how black plays it, of course. Because black knight allow, they play golf 5, black knight play hotel takes golf 5, Foxtrot takes golf 5, and then play knight hotel 5. And it's protected by the rook on hotel 8.
There's no target on the king side, the black target, because the king's not there. He might keep it the centre.
Where else can white play apart from the king's side? You can't play on the queen's side.
Yeah.
The king is going to either be in the centre on echo 8 or golf 8, so you can go against both those at the same time, pretty much.
I mean, you can play a king's side attack against a king which isn't there.
Yeah.
You're just playing for open lines and get the pieces in. And then whether the king's on golf 8 or hotel, if it's on golf 8, then your king's side attack is easier to organise. If it's on echo 8, the king's always got the possibility of maybe sprinting for bravo 8 if there's no pieces in the way and escaping whatever sacrificial attack you might come up with. Well, on golf 8, he's got a harder job to escape a king's side attack.
He's cornered there.
Not always, but it makes it harder.
Well, having your king in the centre is not so great either. So
he might play black. Might play knight Casper 5 and King David 7. Escape that way.
Or in some weird black mate and castle queenside.
I think you can castle queenside in this sort of setup. Yeah.
So black has some options.
You'd have to be careful about sacrifices on Bravo 5, trying to get a piece for three pawns sacrifice. They're very difficult to assess to who is better.
Very complicated position.
Yeah.
What black wants this. This is what black wants.
Well, that's just what black wants, and it's just what white doesn't want.
Yes, black has got what he wants in a way.
Well, White is happy to accept complications, providing he says these look favourable to me.
Right.
But White does not want to get involved in murky complications that Black might have prepared, which is why he's played pawn alpha 3 system.
Which could come out either way. Neither player can predict who's winning. But somebody's going to win, I think, in this.
Okay. So, you've got to get on with something active.
I could play Gustav 4 here.
That is it. That is the game move. The game move is pawn, golf, 4.
Mm.
All right, it's black to play. If you didn't know your database work, I'd be surprised if you found this. So start throwing out some ideas here. See if you can find the game move. And it's not easy to find, I assure you.
Can I play either 5?
Well, you're not doing anything. I would probably push past the pawn Foxtrot 5.
Mm.
Or Foxtrot takes echo 5.
A knight takes, sitting the queen.
And doubling on golf 4.
Yeah, and also you've got a knight to Casper 4, if you want to.
Yeah. I don't know if pawn echo 5 is a game move here.
But if you take the with knight echo 5, queen takes an 8.
No, he's talking about black playing pawn echo 5.
Yeah, black playing pawn echo 5.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
It hits the knight, doesn't it?
No, that knight might go in Foxtrot 5.
Oh, right.
Mm. You do not want knight takes echo 7. Or knight takes golf seven check.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to have to ignominiously retreat with bishop foxtrot 8. That's positional suicide.
Mm.
Actually, well, I say it's positional suicide. But if you go echo 5, knight foxtrot 5, bishop foxtrot 8, I'm wondering about pawn golf 5 and things are beginning to blow open a bit. And you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 pieces undeveloped. But something somewhere will give, especially if pawn golf 5 comes in, followed by knight delta 5.
Echo 4, pawn of white seems like a good target, so maybe you play knight Charlie 5 and bishop Bravo 7 and stuff like that.
Well, how about bishop Bravo 7 first?
In the other order, yeah.
Because it's hitting the either pawn twice, isn't it?
Yep. And you get hit a third time with the knight next time.
You would have to play bishop delta 3 then.
Or you can push the golf pawn. Golf 5.
Actually, you could. You don't have to play bishop delta 3. If bishop bravo 7, you can probably push on with pawn golf 5.
Yes.
Because this pawn is doubly protected. It's only doubly attacked. Ooh. 2 attacks, 2 defences, so it's not a problem yet. And you're displacing the foxtrot 6 knight, no matter what now. It's got to move.
Wait, knight takes pawn.
Well, knight takes pawn, knight takes knight. If you want to try and play pawn foxtrot 5?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, all you'll do is bust open your own defences, because after golf takes foxtrot 5, echo takes foxtrot 5, bishop delta 3, you've got to take back on echo 4, and all you've done is broken the centre up in front of your own king. You've thrown away all your own pawn cover, and the white king is perfectly secure. And the black king is looking a little bit dodgy in the centre. You're breaking the position open when you're behind in developments. And you're not winning a pawn out of it anyway. So you've got a bad position for no compensation.
Well, you wouldn't have to attack. The knight is pinned there. You could better go after it than pushing a pawn.
Right. So it's an interesting move, this, is it, for black?
Queen Charlie 6.
Maybe pawn Gustav. Yes.
You can't play Queen Charlie 6 because the knight takes Charlie 6. So yeah. Was there a suggestion there, pawn somewhere?
Pawn Gustav 5.
Played because it stops white from playing pawn golf 5. That is it. That's the whole point. White is threatening pawn golf 5. So black has to stop it somehow. And this is about the only way to stop it. And it looks suicide, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very dangerous to play it, I think. What?
Well, it has to be done.
Yeah.
If you don't play pawn golf 5, white will. If black doesn't play it, white will. Yeah, this is the game move. The game move is pawn golf 5. Now, again, this is where experience of opening systems is important. I keep on saying this in my coaching notes as I circulate on the email lists, that, you know, you've got to do some homework now and again. And if you're going to play this system as black, you have to be aware that you have to hit pawn golf 5 in some of them. And this is one of them. You'll do very well to work it out over the board. But if you do some homework and get some examples of games, then it shows you pawn golf 5 is played by some of the top players. And if it's good enough for people like, people 27, 30, 40, 50. It's good enough for us. And you will see examples like this if you start consulting databases. Because
I believe it was either 5 for a knight. if you wanted to put it there.
Black is possibly thinking in terms of trading golf takes Foxtrot, and it does indeed claim the Echo 5 square permanently for a mate. Yep. Okay. So black in the game has played pawn golf 5. Here we go again. Sorry, go on.
It's a more general thing that often if someone's threatening to push a pawn to a square, you push it there first. That happens, you know, Echo 4, Echo 5, Delta 4, Delta left. Here it happens to be Golf 4.
And Golf 5.
I think that's a pretty... It isn't always good, but first of all, it does prevent the move you fear, and maybe it's otherwise okay. So it's always to be considered, I think, anyway. As a general idea.
That's the way pawns work. When they go head-to-head, they each stop each other from moving.
Right, so that's one way to stop it.
So it's a question of one player having to claim a pawn on the square before the other does. Both players were fighting over the Golf 5 square, and the only way Black can claim it for himself is by playing pawn Golf 5.
And lucky for him, he already has Hotel 6, so he can do it without losing a pawn.
So this maintains the knight on Foxtrot 6. Very important piece for Black, this knight on Foxtrot 6. Okay, Black has just played pawn golf 5. White to play.
Hector 4.
Hotel 4. Ah, yes. The Mad Axeman's move. Yeah, that's definitely a candidate, isn't it? I mean, you're threatening to win the game on the spot.
Yes.
You're threatening Hotel takes Golf 5, winning everything. Yeah. Black can't recapture, Black must move the knight, and then you probably actually go Rook takes Hotel 6, so Pawn takes Hotel 6. You're just two comfortable pawns up. You know, if you can't win that, you want taking out and shooting.
Nasty move, that is.
Well, it forces the response. Well, this is again where database study is important, because it offers you the experience of players before you as to how they coped with the position or didn't. And gives you a chance to improve. So when selecting this variation, Black must have been aware of this position. You can't play the Queen Bravo 6 poison pawn variation without being prepared for the pawn alpha 3 decline line. So Black doesn't get it. So Black's got to have a backup system if White goes pawn alpha 3, and this is it. So Black will be fully aware of this setup with pawn golf 4, and that when it comes, you have to hit back with pawn golf 5. But then Black must also be aware that pawn hotel 4 looks very dangerous and have a reply ready. And so must White.
So Black is not threatening anything, actually. When it takes pawn...
Black's threatening golf takes Foxtrot 4, actually.
Okay, because the queen then?
Then pawn echo 5. Forks a queen and a knight.
Ah. Oh, so there is a threat, so you got to do something. Yeah.
Unless you're prepared as white. If Black has another move, Black can go golf takes Foxtrot 4. But White's got problems here. If White, say, plays pawn Foxtrot 5, Black wins at least the pawn by playing knight echo 5. Hits the queen and doubly attacks the golf 4 pawn. Well, you wanted to play golf 4.
Yeah.
But the beauty of this game is White his ELO rating 28-23. So, you know, he's not going to be losing a pawn in the opening without compensation for it. He might be losing a pawn on Foxtrot 4, but he'll study this, because he chose this system. He suspected Black was going to play the same system as he played in the previous must-win game. So, you know, it's only 4 or 5 moves from when Pawn Alpha 3 was played, which set the system. So, you know, if White can't predict that Black has got Pawn Golf 5 coming in answer to Pawn Golf 4, then White shouldn't be a super grandmaster.
But he is,
so he knows what he's doing. He's done his homework. So he knows what you can and can't do in this position. At move 14. I'm not saying he knows what to do at move 24. Different game then, because by the time you reach move 24, I think you're probably just playing on your instinct then. Maybe theory can go to move 24. But then again, Black might have a new idea in mind. Black might have something new up his sleeve. All right, so you have to make a decision. The threat is pawn takes pawn. If you try and protect it with bishop golf 3 or bishop echo 3, after golf takes foxtrot 4, if you play bishop takes foxtrot 4, there's pawn echo 5 forking your bishop and knight, so you're losing a piece. So you can't protect your foxtrot pawn. You could play foxtrot takes golf 5, hotel takes golf 5, but then you'd have to go through a little bit of a manoeuvre. You'd have to lift the foxtrot 1 bishop off back rank to play pawn hotel 4. And when you do, all that will happen is you'll get a trade of a pair of rooks, I think.
Which is... Black's king is getting a little unprotected then.
Yeah. Okay, again, this is, if you've done your homework, you'll know whether or not Foxtrot takes golf 5 is playable or not.
Looks no matter what White does, knight to echo 5.
Echo 5 is coming in. You're right. If you take on golf 5, knight echo 5 might come in immediately, or it might come in next move.
Yeah.
Actually, it would come in immediately, I think, and then Black would recapture on golf 5 next move.
Yeah.
You take the tempo attack on the queen. Yeah. So if White pushes past knight echo 5, come in. If White captures knight echo 5, comes in. If White does nothing, Black plays pawn takes pawn, and knight echo 5 comes in. This is beginning to make you think White might have opened with one pawn delta 4. All right. Caruana's done his homework. Game moves, pawn hotel 4.
Oh.
So he's prepared to give up a pawn for a while. Well, Black in the game. It doesn't really. Does Black have much choice here? Let's have a look.
Not much, no. But golf takes foxtrot 4 looks okay.
Well, haven't you then got Gustav 5 straight away?
Hang about. Let's get this right. It helps that we... Yeah, White... Okay. White, we've had golf 4, golf 5. Yeah, White plays hotel 4. Right, okay. See it now, okay. Sorry, go on, you're saying, haven't you got...
Yeah, if golf takes Felix, you've got Gustav 5 straight away hitting the knight.
You have, but Black's got a counter attack with knight echo 5 hitting the queen.
Yes.
And besides which, you've got a, then you Black can go hotel takes golf, trade a pair of rooks on hotel 1. Unless you're prepared to give up a sacrifice in exchange and play pawn takes foxtrot 6, you'd have to analyse that. White's pawns aren't working well. White really doesn't want an exchange. I don't think White wants an exchange of rooks unless the Delta rook can get in at Hotel H fairly quickly. Well, it's black to play. What's black going to do?
It's almost forced to play golf takes foxtrot 4.
Yeah.
I think so. Golf takes hotel 4 doesn't win you any prizes. No.
That lets knight in at echo 5, which you wanted.
Yeah. Okay, so he plays it. Golf 5 takes foxtrot 4. Game move for black is golf 5 takes foxtrot 4.
It's the emo move here.
Right. This is where you have to start anticipating black's ideas. It's white to move. Black is definitely coming in with knight echo 5, which hits your queen. But when knight echo 5 comes in, you're not vulnerable to a pawn fork, are you?
That's right. See?
You can't have it both ways. Black can't have a knight in echo 5 and have the possibility of playing pawn echo 5. So as soon as knight echo 5 comes in, that's when white plays queen takes foxtrot 4.
Interesting.
Now,
it's an overloaded square.
Black
has two purposes, but you can't have both.
Yeah, you can't have both. As soon as you come in with the knight, queen takes foxtrot 4 comes in. So white's problem is, a knight is definitely going to come to echo 5. And when it does, the queen must move. And when the queen moves, black can follow up with one of the knights takes pawn, golf 4.
Oh, yeah.
So white needs to find something to protect golf 4, so that as and when knight echo 5 comes in, white can play queen takes foxtrot 4, and the golf 4 pawn isn't lost.
We could push the golf pawn, as somebody suggested.
Could do, but I think that releases. Oh, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. Pawn golf 5, you would get. Would you get hotel takes golf for white, rook takes hotel 1, queen takes hotel 1. The knight can then come in on golf 4, the black knight can come in on golf 4. White's got queen, hotel 8, check. One of the pieces, either knight on Bravo, Delta 7, or the bishop drops back to foxtrot 8.
White could have thrown in golf takes foxtrot 6 there.
Instead of queen takes hotel 1, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And get two pieces for the rook.
Mm. It's white to play. How about bishop either 7, either 2?
So you're connecting your rooks, and that means then... If you're allowed pawn golf 5 and the pawns exchange, if ever rook takes rook on hotel 1, you could play queen takes rook takes rook to hotel 1.
So, also, defending Gustav 4.
You're putting an extra defence on golf 4.
And if knight either 5, queen takes Felix 4, and you're defending Gustav 4 twice.
Yep.
Yeah, looks.
Okay, that's the game move. That's the game move. The game move for black is bishop, white is bishop echo 2. Right, so it's black to play. Any ideas?
Getting in trouble here. Let's see.
I'm looking at either 5.
Either 5, trying to keep the pawn on foxtrot 4 would allow knight foxtrot 5.
Mm.
And white will eventually gang up on delta 6.
Mm. Yeah, I've got delta 6 is going to be...
Yeah.
Well, how about knight either 5? Queen takes Felix. Felix, and you've got it in between move. Could you play knight Gustav 3 in the queen?
Knight Gustav 6.
Yeah. What does the queen do?
Probably come back to foxtrot 3, or maybe golf 3.
Yeah. If he goes to queen at three, he'd bring the knight back to either five.
And then he goes to golf three.
Yeah. Is any best on top?
We should play, I think, here, bishop bravo 7.
Okay, it's nothing wrong with bishop bravo 7. Maybe it allows pawn golf 5.
Mm-hmm.
And white's getting a bit of an attack.
Now, knight to either 5, actually, that.
Knight eva 5, queen takes foxtrot 4. So yeah. after that.
Okay, well, after queen takes foxtrot 4, what do you notice about certain pieces in the white position?
Well, you know, lined up on a diagonal.
Well, if you could put knight somewhere. Of either 5.
You'd set yourself up for the pawn fork with pawn echo 5, haven't you?
Yeah.
So imagine a knight coming to echo 5, queen takes foxtrot 4. Has the knight in echo 5 got any good moves whereby when it moves it does something and the follow up can be pawn echo 5? Forking white pieces.
You might be able to take the Gustav pawn. Don't know, does that work? That takes Gustav.
So you're looking at the idea knight echo 5, queen takes foxtrot 4. Knight echo 5 takes golf 4, for example.
Yeah.
And if bishop takes golf 4, pawn echo 5, and as well as forking queen and knight, you've also opened up an attack from the Charlie 8 bishop to golf 4. So, there's some tactics already beginning to come into play. Threat knight echo 5, queen takes foxtrot 4, knight echo takes golf 4, and if white does nothing, black might play knight takes foxtrot 2, just to get rid of a dangerous bishop.
Also, have you got... say knight to maybe not or knight castle 4
after knight takes go 4 we can push the pawn echo 5 and try to attack the rook on 8.
Well, the queen's on Felix 4, isn't it, on that
line. Yes, right,
yeah, the queen will be on Felix 4. Yeah, queen will be on foxtrot 4.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is an idea to bear in mind, but Black is fully aware of this because this is known to theory. This whole idea of knight echo 5, queen takes foxtrot 4, knight echo takes golf 4 is still known to theory. So Black will have been fully aware of this. But Black's trying to find an improvement over theory here. So Black's going to produce something new.
You can put the knight to Charlie 4 instead.
Well, that knight should do that by bishop takes knight Charlie 4.
Then are we playing knight either 5? Are we looking at a move instead of knight either 5?
Black is going to invent something new here. Knight echo 5 is known to theory. And yeah. Queen takes fox at 4. Knight echo takes golf 4 is known to theory, I think. So Black's going to invent a new move here.
So we are discussing about queen takes foxtrot 4 after queen takes foxtrot, right?
No, it's Black to play. Black hasn't moved.
Yeah, after knight echo 5, queen takes foxtrot 4, knight takes...
No, we're looking for knight echo 5 is an idea. It is not the game move.
Yes, right.
Yeah, so we're looking for a new idea for black.
So the last move was bishop e2.
Last game move is bishop and e2. It's black to play, and we're looking for something else to be played before knight echo 5.
Bravo 4.
Yeah, that will force white to play alpha takes bravo 4. Yeah.
How does that help?
No, up against whites.
Yeah. Well, it's beginning to get semi-open files.
But how does it help with this combination of knight either 5?
You can leave that for as a threat.
Yeah.
Or maybe rook bravo 8 first.
Well, you shouldn't be afraid of playing pawn bravo 4 to break up the white pawn structure, because you can play rook bravo 8 next if you want. Because if white tries to hang on to this, white will create difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind giving up one pawn here as black for a semi-open files. And pawn bravo 4. I think white's forced to play alpha takes bravo 4, rook bravo 8. So if he goes knight alpha 2, he's going backwards. If he goes knight alpha 2, he's reduced one of the defenders to echo 4. So there might be trouble on the long diagonal with bishop bravo 7 then.
Yeah, that's right.
So white can't fight too hard to keep hold of this bravo 4 pawn.
And how about rook to star 8?
That is a move known to theory. Yep. And it forces white to put another defence onto the golf 4 pawn. Because if nothing else, the threat is either knight or rook takes golf 4. Which then, when wins a second pawn and over guards foxtrot 4. So rook golf 8 would probably have to be met by either rook golf 1 or pawn golf 5. Pawn golf 5 would be giving a pawn back unnecessarily, maybe. Giving away another pawn. So that looks wrong. So it would have to be rook golf 1. Okay. All right. We could spend a long time on this. Doubtless both players, I think white might have prepared this. Whether or not white found pawn bravo 4, the game moves pawn bravo 4, black plays game move pawn bravo 4. Now, whether or not white was prepared for this, we don't know.
It's pretty thematic, you know. Pawn storm the king.
Yeah, well, I told you it was an opposite wing attack.
Yeah.
So, you know, opposite wing attacks, you build and then you just go for it. You got to do some building, but, you know.
Can you take the queen? Oh, no, you can't take the queen. Sorry, I was trying to.
No, if you, the queen's on Charlie 7, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, game bravo 4, whether or not black put this through a computer or not, I don't know. Whether or not this caught white out, I don't know.
He's got to take it, I think.
I think so. You don't allow bravo takes alpha 3, bravo takes alpha 3, bravo takes alpha 3. You do not want a fully open file in the region of your king. Not like this, because, well, if you could challenge it with a rook, you might just be able to hold it. You do not want a fully open file like this. So you have to take. Alpha 3 takes bravo 4. That's the game move, alpha 3 takes bravo 4. Now, as will become apparent later, that there's a reason for this, but it won't be obvious yet. But it has something to do with the knight echo 5 variation. And it's just too deep for the average club player to appreciate. by planning at the board. If you see it played out in a Grandmaster game, I think you'll understand what's going on. But it makes a big difference that there's a white pawn on Bravo 4, that the white pawn is on Bravo 4 instead of Alpha 3. Now, the only thing I can say is that with the pawn on Alpha 3, it stops something from landing on Bravo 4. But with the pawn on Bravo 4, it doesn't stop something of black landing on Bravo 4. That's about the only way I can express it. You'll see a line, if I can remember it, coming later. As the complications of knight echo 5 start to unravel, there's one particular line where black wants to be able to land a piece on Bravo 4, which he can't do if the pawn was back on Alpha 3 and he had a pawn back on Bravo 5. So by pushing the pawn to Bravo 4 for black, white's Alpha 3 pawn no longer guards Bravo 4.
Yes, but he's got to know this in advance. You know, he's...
This is why they're super grandmasters, yeah. Yeah. This is black's cunningly prepared plan. Yeah? Okay. And it involves, at some point, white is going to be forced, queen takes foxtrot 4. There's going to be a knight on echo 5 takes golf 4. If this keeps going like this, there's going to be a pawn fork with pawn echo 5. And that's where we start getting a reason why black wants a pawn on Bravo 4. He does not want, he wants Bravo 4 a target, not a protected square. Because as soon as black plays pawn echo 5, something becomes available for white in the tactics. All right, we'll see it when we get there. You'll admire this. You'll admire this black's idea of pawn Bravo 4, for its ingenuity, as and when the variation becomes explained. But a club player could probably never come up with this move. But a club player can now play it because the grandmasters have shown us it can be played. All right, game move for black is knight echo 5, so it's go for it time. Game move for black, knight echo 5. White doesn't really have any choice, do you? You could leave the knight where it is, I suppose. You'd have to back off with queen, golf, 2. You might run into difficulties to rook golf 8 then. I don't like putting my queen. I don't like having my queen on the same file as a rook. So I don't think you have any choice after knight echo 5. I think white has to play queen takes foxtrot 4. Game move for white is queen takes foxtrot 4. Okay, so we've given away a pawn each. Sorry, nobody's given away anything. Material is equal. So it's black to play. There's a critical move to be calculated, and it's knight echo 5 takes golf 4. So you have to be prepared for knight echo 5 takes golf 4. If white doesn't want to lose a pawn, you have to play bishop takes golf 4, and then black's going to play pawn echo 5. And then after white moves the queen, black can play either piece takes golf 4. Oh, hang on, I've missed something there. All right, so the only question is black going to, do you think black should play knight takes golf 4, or is this heading for too many complications? Do you want to build bishop Bravo 7, or do you want to go for the complications? Knight takes golf 4, bishop takes golf 4, pawn echo 5, hitting a queen, hitting a knight, and threatening either piece, bishop Charlie 8 or foxtrot 6 takes the bishop on golf 4.
after, if you do that, after either five, is white's not forced. You might move the knight from
pawn echo five tempos the white queen. Pawn echo five fork attacks the white queen on foxtrot four.
Another possible idea would be to push the alpha pawn all the way down.
For black, positionally, yeah. Alpha five, and if pawn bravo five, you got alpha 4-3.
Yeah. Oh, and can he play knight takes either six? Does that help?
Knight takes echo six for black. We just white. We just met by a bishop or pawn takes foxtrot six. I would think bishop takes. You're sacrificing a piece there.
Right.
Knight takes echo six sacrifices are known, but it's more often done with a knight on delta seven when there's big congestion in the black, and it's combined with white being able to jump in on golf six check with either queen or a bishop. Now, if white had a queen on say delta three, and imagine black still had a knight back on delta seven and the echo pawn wasn't there, knight takes echo six could be met by foxtrot takes echo six, queen golf six check, and it's massive disruption against the black king. Now, whether or not it's enough to be a mating attack or win the material back and still have the attack is another matter. This is where you need experience of previous games. But knight takes echo six is a known sacrifice when the black knight is back on delta seven.
The question is, after the combination of, you know, where's the queen going to go?
Where's the white queen going to go when black hits pawn echo five? And this is what you have to work on, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, because you don't have to commit to this, black. You don't have to commit to knight takes golf four. Because you've got a nice knight on echo five. You've stabilised the centre. Your king side isn't stable, but your centre is.
The only threat is now is Gustav V a threat? That's the question.
I think it might be, but you might get moves like pawn Gustav V, hotel take. Oh, hang on. Yeah. Hotel takes, black hotel, white hotel takes. The knight's got to move.
Yeah.
And, well, it can't go hotel five, can it? No, I don't think so. No, white's got two pieces on that. White's got bishop and rook on hotel five, so it has to retreat. It can go, no, it has to be rook takes rook then. It has to be rook takes rook hotel one. And white would go rook takes rook hotel one, probably.
And they're giving him the open.
And then white's got the open hotel fire for rook hotel eight check. And at the right moment, white's preparing to push pawn golf six or go bishop hotel five and pawn golf six. White is getting incredibly active. I fancy white to be virtually winning if pawn golf five comes in. Just on that brief analysis, I would fancy my chances that would lead to a win. I don't know how to win it. Everything, my instinct says everything points to a win for white.
So if you're going to stop Gustav V, take it.
So if we're worried that pawn golf 5 is too strong for white, then we have no choice. The golf pawn must be eliminated. So whatever complications come out of the knight echo takes golf 4, you just have to live with. Yeah, this is where you have to do calculations on two sides of the board. You have to calculate your own ideas and your opponent's ideas. And the white's idea here is pawn golf five. If pawn golf five is too strong, then black has to play his own idea to counter it. You have to get your retaliation in first sometimes. And this is it. This is the game move. Black in the game plays knight echo five, takes pawn golf four. Well, if white does nothing, black's just got a safe pawn. Black will just go pawn hotel five and solidify his position and be a comfortable pawn up. So white in the game, I think, is almost forced to play bishop game move for white. Bishop takes knight, golf ball. Okay, so white's a piece ahead. But black is planning pawn echo 5, which attacks the queen, attacks the knight in delta 4, and threatens two different ways to capture the bishop on golf 4. Okay, game move for black is pawn echo 5. Okay, pawn echo 5. Game move, pawn echo 5. So, the white queen is attacked on foxtrot 4. The white knight on delta 4 is attacked, but the pawn can't win them both. It can only take one of them. That's one of the sadnesses of pawn 4, because you can only take one of them.
Oh, queen is pretty good.
Yeah, you got a pass pawn out of it. Yeah, there's compensation in the pass pawn, yeah. For black, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the rest of it, like bishop takes bishop, and bishop takes rook.
No, so bishop takes bishop, which in the rook on David 1.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yep, that's annoying, isn't it? So, not only that, when the white queen moves and black comes in, bishop takes bishop, go 4. White has two pieces attacked. There's an exchange dropping off on delta 1 and a knight dropping off on delta 4. This is making pawn delta 4 and move 1 look like an improvement.
During my older in this jacket, yeah. There might be other ones. I go small ones. Knight to echo 6, how about that?
Well, it gives one piece back, but as soon as black goes bishop takes echo 6, white's still got a queen hanging, to be followed by bishop takes bishop delta 4. So if you go knight echo 6, black plays bishop takes echo 6, and then the black queen on Charlie 7 is safe.
You can't play knight bravo 5, can you? It doesn't do anything. It's the queen, but...
You get pawn takes bravo 5, knight delta bravo 5, alpha takes bravo 5, knight takes bravo 5, simply queen alpha 5, threatening queen alpha 1 check, amongst other things. And still the white queen hangs, and still the golf 4 bishop hangs, and you've lost a piece in the process.
So you've got to move the queen.
It appears you have to move the queen, yeah. You've no desperado moves with the delta 4 knight. Knight echo 6, just black. Bishop takes echo 6. You've just lost a piece and your queen is still attacked, and so is the golf 4 bishop. Knight delta 4 to bravo 5. Alpha takes bravo 5. Knight takes bravo 5. Queen somewhere, probably alpha 5. And then the white queen is still attacked, and the white bishop is still attacked. And you've lost, you've given your piece back. So we've decided then, process elimination, the white queen must move.
I think the only square is delta 2.
Okay. But if you do that, black will go bishop takes bishop.
Yes.
Attacking a rook, and the knight on delta 4 still hangs.
Right. So rook, maybe Gustav 1.
Then you lose a knight on delta 4 and you use the piece down. Because your bishop on golf 4 is protected from fox dot 6. All right. Remember, you're a piece up here. So just think outside the box, as the footballing cliche goes.
I kind of get two more pieces for the queen.
What are you thinking of?
I don't know, I'm just trying to work out how to...
Well, just throw the idea in first. I mean...
The only piece you can really take is the knight on Felix 6.
Okay, then you're two pieces up and you're hitting a rook on Hotel 8.
So say bishop takes.
Would be forced, yeah.
Forced. So you've got two pieces for the queen.
You have.
And you need one more. You need one more. And the knight, two pieces are attacked.
Your two pieces are attacked. The bishop on golf 4 and your knight on delta 4.
Yeah.
But something happened. When you imagined you could play queen takes foxtrot, something happened.
You know, or with knight to delta 5 for queen and bishop.
So you
So
that would force the black queen back to delta 8.
Yeah, and then you've got knight takes bishop. Have you? Queen takes, I've got something else. Bishop. I'm not Bishop Gustav 4, have you now? Bishop.
Okay, let's go over this again. You're thinking of Queen takes Foxtrot 6, Bishop takes Foxtrot 6, Knight Delta 5.
Yeah.
Forces Queen Delta 8. Absolutely, yeah. Forces it, yeah. Otherwise, Knight takes Foxtrot 6 check, and you've got all sorts of ways to keep the pieces, yeah.
Right.
So, Queen Delta 8, and what do you notice about the black position? Two rooks, a bishop and a queen, all at home.
Yeah.
And one awful black squared bishop. So, you're wondering about how to get a third piece. Well, do you need a third piece?
Bishop Bella 6.
That would deflect. That would give a piece. Oh yeah, Bishop Bella 6. You have to be careful because Black would go. Ooh, that's very complicated. That's very complicated. But you've given away your queen for two pieces. A bishop on golf 4 is attacked. The knight on delta 4 is. Oh, you haven't got Bishop Bravo 6 as a knight on delta 4.
Ah, yes. Right.
But you have to be careful, because if you give your queen away for two pieces, Black might be able to do the same back to you to take all your lovely initiative away.
Okay, queen takes foxtrot 6, bishop takes foxtrot 6, knight delta 5, queen delta 8.
Yeah.
Then knight Charlie 6.
You could do that, but that would result in the queen having to... In fact, that would almost trap the queen. In fact, that does trap the queen. Mm-hmm. So black would be forced into desperation. Black would be forced to go bishop takes bishop, got 4. Got one piece back. And after knight takes queen, delta 8. The bishop on foxtrot 6, black would be captured to delta 8. And so black's given his queen back for 2 pieces. White would be slightly better, because white's still got the better developments. Black's rooks are still to get into play. But if you give your queen away, queen takes foxtrot 6, bishop takes, follow it up with knight delta 5, queen delta 8, knight Charlie 6. You win your queen back, but you lose 2 pieces in the process, and all the initiative goes with it. You'll still be slightly better. But the knight on delta 4 doesn't have to go to Charlie 6. Now, don't forget, black is threatening bishop takes bishop, golf 4. So how do you save your knight, and how do you stop losing your bishop?
Foxtrot 5.
You can come into foxtrot 5.
Yeah.
So then what you'd have is you'd have a knight on delta 5, a knight on foxtrot 5, a bishop on golf 4, bishop on foxtrot 2, two rooks ready to move into action, and all black has got developed is a bishop on foxtrot 6 that can go nowhere else.
Yeah.
So are you going to do it? Have you got the courage to play queen takes foxtrot 6?
I wouldn't, I think, in the real game.
We would, but he would.
Okay, there's a book, Think Like a Grandmaster, by Kotov.
White almost has to do it, because he's got 3 pieces under attack.
Yeah. So, queen, so it's not a good place to go for queen.
Well, if you don't play queen takes foxtrot 6,
you're going to be a piece down, aren't you?
You're going to be a piece down with no play. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you play queen takes foxtrot 6, at least your minor pieces get a loss of activity in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And his don't.
Yeah. They're going to catch up in development if you try it. But in the meanwhile, maybe you can grab onto the position and hold it. Well, Fred, if you look at it, you're about to lose a piece anyway, aren't you? So if you lose a piece to a grandmaster, you're going to lose, but unless there's some serious compensation. But if you give up your queen for 2 pieces and have your minor pieces all over it, maybe you'll get something out of it. You won't get anything if you play queen golf 3 or queen delta 2. Okay, the game move for white is queen takes knight foxtrot 6.
But the weird white, of course, had to see this 3 moves ago or something.
Yeah, maybe. And the game, well, you're now 2 pieces up and you're threatening queen takes rook hotel 8.
You've got to take the queen.
Yeah, with knight delta 5, I don't think there's much choice. Game move for black is bishop takes queen, foxtrot 6. Yeah. Where are we? Bishop takes... Oh, queen takes foxtrot 6, bishop takes. Game move for white, fairly obvious, knight delta 5.
Now, what's the position at the moment? It's a queen for 2 pieces, isn't it?
Queen for 2 pieces. White's given up queen for 2 pieces. Knight game move for white is knight delta 5. Attacking the bishop, if you're allowed knight takes foxtrot 6 check, it could be followed up with anything. It could be followed up with knight foxtrot 5, maybe. So where does the Black Queen go?
If you can't play bishop takes bishop, it's in a rook, can you? Because you lose your queen.
No. You lose your queen with check, and then the alpha 8 rook goes, and the white king will be picking up king takes delta 1. You lose a piece. If black tries after knight delta 5, if black to play, if black goes bishop, if bishop takes golf 4, knight takes queen check, king gecko 7, knight takes rook, bishop takes rook, white plays king takes bishop, and white's back two pieces up again. I think. Yeah, white was two. White, when knight delta 5 comes in, white is two pieces up. Bishop takes bishop, black's only a piece down. Knight takes queen check, king moves, knight takes rook alpha 8, bishop takes rook, delta 1. And when white plays king takes bishop, delta 1, white goes two pieces up again. White's going to lose the knight on hotel on alpha 8, but so what? White's an extra piece up. So the black queen must move. If she goes queen bravo 7, you get bishop takes bishop charlie 8, attack the queen.
Shimmy can't break bishop on a 5. But she can't because the pawn's on it. Bishop bella 6, does that do anything?
There's a knight on delta 4.
Oh, right. Delta 5, you mean, yeah. Yeah. I was trying to...
There's a knight on delta 4 and delta 5.
Yeah.
White still has a knight on delta 4. This is attacked.
Just only move queen delta 8, I think.
I think so as well. Yeah.
Because if you played bravo 8, knight takes Felix 6 check, maybe.
It's a drop check in there.
Yeah, and if the king goes to echo 7, you come back knight to delta 5.
Yeah.
Check. And then you do something like you got your three pieces for the queen, and then you can play the knight on delta 4 to foxtrot 5, and your three pieces up.
Yeah.
And you've got all this developments, the big grip on the position. So game move for black is delta 8, queen delta 8. Right. White in the game to play. You have a knight on delta 4 attacked. And you have a bishop on golf 4. Now this is white to play. Now we've hinted that knight charlie 6 doesn't work.
Right.
If knight charlie 6, black just gives the queen back with bishop takes golf 4. And after knight takes queen, delta 8, bishop takes knight delta 8, black's regained two pieces for the queen. White is still slightly better, but you've lost the big initiative. You shouldn't lose that as white, because you've got how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 5 pawns each. Black's got the bishop pair, but white's got the better. White's got an excellent outpost for the knights.
White takes bishop first, so then he won't lose anything.
Well, white bishop takes Charlie 8. I think you get rook takes Charlie 8. Yeah. Yeah, if bishop takes Charlie 8, rook takes Charlie 8, and then you move the knight somewhere. I don't think you want to do that because you're activating black's rook. Black's rook is inactive at the moment.
Yeah.
It's spread of bishop takes bishop.
Bishop takes bishop, isn't it?
It's white to play. Black has just played queen delta 8, and it's white to play.
So what I'm saying is that do you want to take the bishop? Do you want to move your bishop?
If you move your bishop, you lose your knight on delta 4. It's the two candidate moves are bishop takes Charlie 8, yeah, or move the knight from delta 4 to foxtrot 5, yeah, which protects your foxtrot 5 bishop, golf 4 bishop.
And have we got either, let me think, knight takes. You haven't got knight Felix 5, knight takes David 6, queen takes.
No, because when you go knight takes foxtrot 6, check, the queen takes it.
Yeah.
Nice idea. But yeah, if you put a knight on foxtrot 5,
you can take the queen and then.
You can take the bishop on foxtrot 6 first.
Mm.
And then you've uncovered the delta file. So the game move for white is knight foxtrot 5. Keep the pieces on.
Mm.
Okay, it's black to play. Any ideas?
Is it white up material?
White's got two pieces for the queen. But white's got development, black and coordination. Black hasn't got anything.
White is down material, actually. Okay, yeah.
White's two pieces. White's got two pieces for a queen.
How about bishop takes knight?
Bishop takes foxtrot 5 will be met by, I don't know, possibly pawn takes foxtrot 5 or bishop takes foxtrot 5.
And then you can move the bishop away.
Bishop takes foxtrot 5 is better than pawn, I think.
I would think taking with the bishop will be better.
Yeah.
It's attacking instead of being blocked by.
Yeah. And besides which, the bishop and pawn protect each other sensibly. Rather, the bishop, by playing bishop takes foxtrot 5, the bishop and pawn mutually guard each other. Whereas if you play pawn takes foxtrot 5, the bishop and pawn do not guard each other. Right. And a higher value piece is tied down to defending a lower value piece, which isn't returning the favour.
Then could you play bishop plus star 7, the queen's move then?
Yeah, you're right. Black has got to get activity for the pieces.
You know, could even castle kingside. Well, I don't know, but, bishop plus star 7, then we've got flexibility moving the queen, the rook.
If you play bishop plus star 7, maybe knight beta 6.
Actually, if you're not careful, with a knight on foxtrot 5, bishop bravo 6 is a serious threat now.
Yes, bishop bravo 6 is better, I think. Yes, right. That's right.
So if black tries bishop takes foxtrot 5, white might be able to play bishop bravo 6 immediately, but this is the same old story. Because if bishop bravo 6, black then plays bishop takes bishop golf 4, and it's even worse because black's hitting an exchange on delta 1. So white would actually be losing more material back than he took for the queen. So if bishop takes foxtrot 5 by black, white has to play bishop takes foxtrot 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's up to black to stop bishop bravo 6 as a concept. If bishop bravo 6 comes in, the queen must move somewhere like bravo or charlie ace, and then white can choose between either knight charlie 7 check, which I don't think is the best. I think you just play knight takes bishop foxtrot 6 check and then come back knight delta 5. You want a piece into the bargain. All right, so bishop bravo 6 is a serious threat. So black stops this. Black in the game plays rook bravo 8.
Bravo 8, yeah.
So that stops bishop bravo 6 permanently, by the look of it. Right, it's white to play. Any ideas?
So the bishop's still on Felix 6, isn't it?
Black bishop's still on Foxtrot 6, yes.
Do you want it there or do you want to leave it there?
Well, it's white to play. Black has just moved another way.
You don't have to take it. The queen's got to protect it. So you're tying the queen down.
Ah, I see. And the bishop can't retreat to Echo 7 because white's got knights doubled on it. Actually, the bishop can go to Echo 7. Because if white plays knight on delta 5, takes it. Oh, no, it can't. Knight delta 5 takes Echo 7. I was thinking if bishop Charlie 8 takes knight foxtrot 5, undermining the Echo 7 knight, the Echo 7 knight backwardly retreats and takes up bishop.
Yeah.
So the foxtrot 6 bishop can't move at the moment.
So you don't have to move the knights?
The knights are ruling the game, aren't they? Knights are ruling the game. All right. What do you notice? Where is there a weakness in the black position? Even if you can't get sashes at the moment, there's quite a few. So go through the whole list.
Delta 6 is very weak, seems.
Yeah.
And not only that, what do you notice about the black queen sitting on delta 8?
It's opposite the rook on David.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
So if you can,
yeah.
If you took. Yeah, if you took the pawn and it took back with the David pawn, you might have a discovered.
For example, knight takes delta 6, queen takes delta 6, but how can you develop the position?
Well, you can't. There's nowhere for the delta 5 knight to go with advantage.
Yes, I think so.
But what's ganging up on the delta 6 pawn?
Well, it could play. Can you get away with bishop Casper 5?
Oh, a bit risky, because you might be giving away a piece and a rook for a queen. If you're going to win the queen back, anything more than two pieces and you're losing material. So if you find a sequence whereby you win the black queen for bishop and rook, you've lost an exchange. All right, the weak point is delta 6.
Mm-hmm. So knight takes Felix 6, queen takes Felix 6.
And then you've got a double attack on delta 6.
Right.
From knight and rook. So you can play either rook takes delta 6 or knight takes delta 6 check.
And the rook's slightly better because you can double rooks then.
Okay, so the question is, the knight on delta 5 is an absolute brilliant piece.
Yeah, you don't want to give it up though, do you?
you don't want to give it up, but are you making sufficient gains by playing knight takes foxtrot 6 followed by something takes delta 6? Yeah, positionally, you would not want to play knight takes bishop foxtrot 6, but does the tactical gain justify it? Does possibly doubling rooks on the delta file increase the position? Mm-hmm. That's what you have to ask yourself. So the idea is knight takes foxtrot 6 check, queen takes foxtrot 6, rook takes delta 6, or knight takes delta 6 check, and see what black does.
The rook hits the queen, where's the queen going to go?
Well, the queen doesn't necessarily have to move, does she?
You know, if you would take with knight, you can double attack to Charlie 8 bishop.
so you can win an exchange back.
Yes.
Yeah, because if you keep on capturing on Charlie 8, you'll win at least an exchange back. But is that good enough? You see this? When you have material imbalance of pieces playing against a queen, it is important that whoever has the queen is kept under control. If you give away your own queen, you must not let the opponent queen into your position.
Mm-hmm.
If the opposing queen gets into your position with activity, then you're going to be struggling. So White's job here is to keep the black queen as passive for as long as possible. She must be kept quiet. So you don't want to go looking for lines that possibly win material back at the cost of giving the black queen great activity. And what you must be careful of, when you play knight takes foxtrot 6, you bring the queen to foxtrot 6, which is possibly looking at foxtrot 2, the unprotected foxtrot 2 bishop.
How about rook to David 3?
You're just going to build rook delta 3, rook hotel delta 1, and do it that way.
Or rook to Casper 3, then you might have a few pieces on, let's see, the bishop on c8. You know,
right.
Might have a combination on c8. After, you know.
Oh, you might have a combination involving rook delta 3, Charlie. Rook takes Charlie 8, followed by knight takes delta 6 check, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's an idea. Could work. That's definitely something to be played for, or to be looked at.
And it can double the rooks. You know, it gives you a choice.
Okay,
Or you could play rook to Hector 3, giving you the choice of doubling rooks or playing it to Casper 3.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is a position rich in possibilities. All right, we could spend a long time on this position. We're going to have to move on. White decides that he wants to keep the black queen as inactive as possible for as long as possible. So he finds a way to do that. He plays knight takes bishop foxtrot 6 check. Game moves knight takes bishop foxtrot 6 check. And the game move for black is queen takes knight foxtrot 6. And then the game move for white is to take rook takes pawn delta 6. Game move, rook takes pawn, delta 6.
Sorry, I was away. Knight takes Felix 6, right? First?
Yes.
Okay, queen takes and rook takes.
Queen takes, yeah. And then rook takes pawn, delta 6, yes.
Okay.
So now where can the queen go? She's actually trapped. She can't go golf 7. She can't go echo 7. The knight will take her. She can't go golf 5, she can't go hotel 4, it's both protected.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one move to keep black in the game. Game move for black is bishop echo 6. Mm. So, now, as well as the black queen not having a move, there's a bishop tied down, pinned, yeah? So the black queen can't get any flight squares. She can't... Her only possible way out is, well, what? Queen golf 6 to hotel 7 to golf 8, somehow move the king out the way, put the queen in echo 8, and she can come out to bravo 5? Not going to do it, is she? Okay, so bishop echo 6, it's white to play. Any ideas? This is another grandmaster move. Well, it might not be. You might find it. Rook takes delta 6, bishop echo 6, white to play. Actually, it's a simple move, this one. This is not a grandmaster move. Twice in the game, just plays that the positionally move just increases the strength of the position.
Hotel rook, delta one.
Yeah, the rook on hotel four goes to delta one. Rook hotel one to delta one. Right, well, we've just seen Black's plan of queen, golf six, hotel seven, golf eight, to echo eight if it can. Well, that doesn't work. So you've got to do something else. You've got to do something else to challenge the grip of the rooks on this delta file.
Cool.
Well, unfortunately, that would allow what? Well, that would give Black would be giving the queen back for a rook, and then White would have two minor pieces playing against a rook. I fancy White to win that. White's got to pass Charlie pawn. If you play rook delta 8, rook takes delta 8, queen takes for Black, rook takes queen, delta 8, king takes. I think moves like just pawn, you have to prepare pawn Charlie 4. Maybe pawn Bravo 3 first, pawn Charlie 4, because the black pawns have got nowhere to go. The black pawns can't do anything. The white pawn that's on the queen side. You just play pawn Bravo 3, pawn Charlie 4, bring your king to Charlie 3. And then play from there.
So white, because the queen has got, is it two pieces?
Two pieces, and the black queen has got no moves. The black bishop on echo six has got no moves. The black and the two black rooks are well doing what?
How about castle?
Well, it's about the only move that does anything.
Yes.
Yeah. Game move, castle's kingside. Black in the game, castle's kingside.
Always good to castle early.
Yeah. As early as move 24, I think.
It does connect the rooks.
Yeah, black is looking a little better now. Yeah.
Well, black is now threatening one of the rooks to delta ace.
Yeah, exchange everything off and then he wins. White better find something now.
Yeah. Okay, well, the threat is rook delta 8.
Yeah.
Black will play either rook on Bravo or Foxtrot to delta 8. And white is going to find it very difficult to avoid exchanging rooks. When rooks are exchanged, the black queen will retreat to delta 8 and come out into the white queen side. The white minor pieces are going to struggle to hold a queen. I fancy grandmaster technique. Black to win. If rooks come off now, black will win. So you must find a move here that prevents rook delta ace.
Bishop Bella 6.
That would do it. Okay, well done. That's one way of doing it.
All right, something else then.
I didn't look at that, I'll be honest. Yeah. If you play Bishop Bravo 6,
rook Bravo delta 8 simply. No?
It's white to play.
Ah, yes. Okay, bishop.
Bishop Bravo 6 is no good. I'll tell you later.
All right.
Okay. But you've got to stop rook delta 8.
Yes. If you play bishop Bravo 6, rook takes Bravo 6, knight delta 7, I think.
Black okay. Hasn't got a knight. Black hasn't got a knight.
Oh, yeah, Foxtrot 5, right? Okay.
That's a white knight on Foxtrot 5.
Yes.
Right. Hold on. If we move the bishop, we're attacking the rook, aren't we?
Oh, you're going bishop alpha 7. You don't gain anything. He'll just go rook alpha 8 and force your bishop back to where it came from.
Right. Coming up, you can't pin the
So we move the knight and show the bishop.
If you do,
if the, he's got the knight, then the bishop's attacked twice.
If you move, if you move your knights, you'll lose queen takes foxtrot two.
All right.
All right. Let's assume black can play this move, rook, one of the rooks to delta eight.
Well, how about hit the five?
Ah, so that if black plays rook delta eight, you have bishop hotel four skewering the queen to the rook.
Yeah.
Oh, well done. That's the game move, pawn hotel five.
I saw it, not because I was looking from White's point of view, but sometimes I do this and I turn the board around and look it from Black's point of view. I know it sounds mad.
Actually, it's not mad. It's a perfectly sensible way to look at the board, because you won't appreciate weaknesses in your own position if you're looking from your own side, because you're not looking from the attacker's perspective. But as soon as you take the board around the other way and look from the attacker's perspective, you just see weak squares all over the place sometimes. So you're quite right, pawn hotel five, very important move. It threatens bishop hotel four winning the black queen, because she now no longer has golf six as a flight square. So the threat is now bishop hotel four winning the game. Oh no, there's queen hotel eight. There's almost a combination there. If you had two moves, bishop hotel four, queen hotel eight, I'm looking at knight echo seven check. Doesn't quite work. Oh, what a pity. Ah, what you could do is, after, if you have two moves, bishop hotel four, queen hotel eight, you play rook foxtrot one, and then the idea is knight echo 7 check, followed by bishop foxtrot 6. And that should win the black queen, no matter what happens. But black's got to move in between. Of course, when you force the queen to hotel 8, the bishop and echo 6 is no longer pinned. But now, with black having castle kingside, you could start thinking in terms of possible mating nets. Or minor pieces attacking the black queen, threatening to gang up on her. She's got to get out of this kingside as quickly as she can. Okay, so black in the game tries queen golf five check. Oh dear. Black's going to follow up with queen takes golf four.
Plus the knight would fork the king and the queen.
Ah, that's right. So if black ever plays queen takes golf four, knight takes hotel six check as a royal fork. So black would lose queen back for two pieces. Is that correct? But hang on. Okay. Queen golf five check. If king bravo one, queen takes golf four, knight takes hotel six check, king hotel seven say, knight takes golf four, and then black plays bishop takes bishop Bishop takes knight, got four. And then white's got one, two, three, four, five pawns against black's three pawns. White is going to lose the hotel five pawn. White might lose the bravo four pawn. Black is going to lose the bravo hotel six, alpha six pawn. Black's got three pawns against five. So let's look at this again. Say king bravo one, queen takes god four, knight takes hotel six, check, king hotel seven. Knight, white knight takes queen, god four, black bishop takes queen, god four, puts a tempo attack on delta one. So we then have rook two. I think rook hotel. And it's an obstacle of bishop ending in the air if rooks come off.
So it can be drawn.
Maybe not. Maybe so. Maybe not. It's going to be very difficult for black to remove all the rooks. Providing white keeps one pair of rooks on, white's got good winning chances. If all the rooks come off, there might still be winning chances for white. But there are always exceptions to the rule. If white's got too much activity on the queen side with pawns, and the bishop and king do not get across there quick enough, white can win. I didn't notice that before. You do lose a queen for two pieces, but I think white might just have just enough to win this with moves like rook golf one. If bishop takes hotel five, you're asking to lose a piece to rook hotel one. So bishop can't till hotel five. It can come in on foxtrot three. Then what? I think white would have to rely on the two queen side plus pawns. Ultimately, black will have rook takes bravo four. White would have to rely on the bravo and charlie pawns. I suspect white has got some good winning chances. This looks like a good try for black, but maybe it's not good enough. All right, white in the game just plays bishop echo three, so it's takeish if you want.
Yeah, it is the right move, I think.
Yeah, bishop echo three. It's now protected backwardly by the knight. The queen, where can she go? She could go hotel four, or she could go back to foxtrot six.
If she goes to hotel four, maybe we can take the hotel six pawn with bishop.
If you do that, then you occupy the.
It's Philippe. I got cut off. I don't know why. The last move with h5.
Okay, black in the game played queen golf five check.
Yeah.
With the threat of queen takes golf four, but that would allow knight takes hotel six check. King moves, knight takes golf four, bishop takes golf four, and we've just been discussing a double rook, an opposite colour bishop ending.
Yeah.
And I reckon that providing white keeps one rook on, there's very good winning chances. And even in the opposite, even an opposite colour bishop ending, I think there's still fairly good chances, because the black bishop and king are so far away from the queen side. But at grandmaster technique, I reckon white would win this. At club level, who knows what could happen. So after queen golf five check, white plays bishop echo three, and it's up to black to decide now. The queen can go to hotel four or foxtrot six. If hotel four, if you play bishop takes hotel six, You can't play knight hotel six for a family four. If black plays queen takes bishop gold for four. You could play bishop takes rook, foxtrot eight. And what you all you've done is you've given away your bishop pair for a rook. And I don't think that's particularly good. I think white wants to keep the bishop pair. I'd rather have the bishop pair than a rook. Because you never know, you might win the rook back later for an exchange. Whereas if you give two bishops for the rook, you never can.
What about knight takes hotel six check after queen hotel four?
If you go queen hotel four, mm-hmm. why doesn't the knight on foxtrot five backwardly take it?
Ah, yes, you cannot go there. Right.
Yeah. Okay, so the game move is forced. You either play queen takes gold four, giving it the queen for two pieces. And then it's up to white to organise the queen side pawns as quickly as possible. You're going to lose bravo four. Or maybe you could play pawn charlie three. If queen takes gold four, knight, it takes hotel six, check, king move, knight takes gold four, bishop takes gold four, rook gold one. Hits the bishop echo three. You can play pawn charlie three followed by rook takes alpha six, and then you've got three pass pawn, three pawns on the queen side. That pawn mass should be enough to win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So queen takes gold four looks a mistake. So queen goes back to foxtrot six. Game move for black is queen foxtrot six.
So now, knight takes hotel six check.
Well, it's a free pawn, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't do any harm, can it? You must keep the black key inactive, though.
Is that better than the bishop?
You can think with the bishop or something.
Bishop takes hotel six. Bishop takes no.
Bishop takes hotel six. Black does his trick of playing rook foxtrot delta ace on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then you can't put the bishop on the diagonal anymore because queen was taken.
Yeah, bishop on hotel six is very weak. It seems very weak because. Cannot go anywhere.
The knight forces, doesn't it?
The knight is a forcing move, yeah. Whereas bishop takes hotel six will probably force rook, foxtrot, delta, mason. And black is beginning to get some relief in the position. So knight takes hotel six is sensible. And if you can't see anything better, you can always come back knight, foxtrot five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you take the pawn with check. The game move is knight takes pawn, hotel six, check. And then if you can't see anything better, you just step back with knight, foxtrot five, and you've got yourself a nice little pass pawn on the h-file then.
Yeah.
Game move for black is king, hotel ace. Right. So can you see any little tactical ideas in the position? Yeah.
You know, this diagonal.
Yeah. If you could guess a bishop on this long square dark diagonal, the queen and the royalty, the queen, king, hotel eight, queen, foxtrot six, on dark squares. But you can't quite. If you could organise bishop takes echo five, you'd be winning. But it's not very easy to arrange, is it?
Yeah.
can you see any tactical ideas in the position?
Well, knight takes Felix seven. What does that do? Knight Felix seven.
Well, you can't take with the bishop, can you? Because you'll lose your queen. So that means you'd either have to take with the queen or the rook. In either case, you've undermined the only defence to echo six. So that's an idea to bear in mind already. But you're right, there is a tactical idea there. There is definitely a tactical idea. Knight takes foxtrot seven. Check. He's definitely a threat. You have to be examining every move now.
Right. So we can't put the rook to Felix Born.
Yeah. Well, you can drop back bishop hotel three, rook foxtrot one. But the queen might be preparing to move to hotel four now. And then you've lost your tactic evolving. Knight takes foxtrot seven. But if the queen ever comes to hotel four, you might be able to play bishop takes echo six anyway, winning another pawn. I mean, sooner or later, white's just going to end up with so many passed pawns spread across the board.
We want to keep the rooks on the same file, don't we, for this, so that the rooks can't have a move.
Never rook delta 5.
Rook on delta 1 to delta 5, you might allow queen foxtrot 1 check. And then the queen comes back out to somewhere like Bravo 5. And if you do that, queen delta 1 check, you'd have to come back rook on delta 5 to delta 1. And then the black queen will be out somewhere. She doesn't have to go to Bravo 5, but she'd just be active. She might well have to go to Bravo 5 or Charlie 4.
How about bishop to, I was going to go to David 2, but I'm trying to get it to Casper 3.
Yeah, I don't think you can take advantage of the black queen and king. I don't think you can do much on the dark squares yet.
Rook 6, delta 4. Doesn't promising anything, but
black might be able to play pawn takes rook.
Does bishop Casper 5 do anything?
It probably allows rook foxtrot delta ace.
I'm trying to sort it.
Might allow queen foxtrot 4 check as well, and then queen to golf 3 or hotel 2.
Yeah, I was thinking of sort of threatening rook takes bishop, sort of, and then rook takes rook and...
Yeah, but all you're doing is trading rook. Yeah. You're trading down active pieces for inactive pieces. Yeah. The bishop on echo 6 is of no value at the moment. The rook on foxtrot 8 is of no value. Whereas your bishop... It rules the dark squares. You don't want to go in the dark. I mean, what can challenge this dark square bishop apart from a rook? Yeah. If black wants to get rid of the dark square bishop on echo 3, it has to be a rook that does the job. All right. White just strengthens the position and reduces the options for black. He's saying to black, you haven't got any good moves, because if you try rook foxtrot to delta 8 now, I'm going to undermine you with knight takes foxtrot 7 and I win material.
Yeah.
Because you can't play bishop takes, it's a check. So the queen has to take, and when the queen goes to foxtrot 7, she's lost control of delta 8. So after knight takes foxtrot 7, check, queen takes, rook takes delta 8, check. Or you might play, I think rook takes rook delta 8 check. It is probably the sensible move.
Where's the king?
King's on Hope to Race.
Okay, yeah.
So, Bishop Foxtrot 5.
That just keeps everything under control, doesn't it?
Yes.
It safeguards the bishop from a tactic. It releases the knight to play knight takes Foxtrot 7. It protects the bishop from the echo pawn. It keeps the pin on the echo 6 bishop. It also means when knight takes Foxtrot 7 comes in, you might have options of bishop takes bishop echo 6 or rook takes echo 6 and everything's defended. So this is a sensible move. Sometimes you can't quite keep punching and you just have to stabilize the position. You just have to bring it, get everything back under control again.
Have you got a threat to take the Gustav file instead of the David file? Have some sort of...
You've got rook golf 1 and bishop golf 5 to snare the queen. Yeah. So this is the game move. The game move for white is bishop foxtrot 5. And there is a distinct threat of rook golf 1 followed by bishop golf 5. And that traps the black queen permanently. She's gone.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look. What's the game?
Also, can you play Bishop Gustav 5 straight away? If he's taken with the Queen.
Queen takes Gustav 5 check.
Or his check. If it wasn't check, if he's taken with the Queen, he might have combinations, you know, in the Queen to the.
You've got to be careful. If you win the black queen back for two pieces, you'll be winning because you've got too many pawns. But if you win it for bishop and rook, you might not be winning anymore.
Yeah.
But you might be fighting for a draw. If you win a queen for rook, you'll be winning because the extra pawns and the bishop pair, and especially the control of the dark squares. And the knight and the dark squared bishop will be very, very, very difficult for black to cope with. And you've got a passed pawn on the Charlie file. And a rook against bishop, knight and pawn is hopeless. Bishop, knight and pawn beats the rook. With careful play.
What does black play?
Well, black's got to get the queen. Well, when you put a bishop on foxtrot 5, you've not controlled echo 7 anymore. Yeah. It's the one queen move black has got. So the game move for black is queen echo 7.
An echo 7 releases the bishop, doesn't it?
It releases the bishop now, so the bishop on echo 6 is no longer king. But if black ever plays bishop takes bishop, you can just play knight takes bishop and get a pawn to hotel 6.
But you might have a combination with the queen that's mated on the h-file.
Oh, you're thinking if the bishop ever moves, if you can get a rook to hotel 6 check, and if you have a rook to golf 1 check, with the black rook on foxtrot 8, the black king is tied in. With a black pawn on foxtrot 7 and a rook on foxtrot 8, there are possibilities of mates in the air that black has to be careful about. All right, this is a very difficult move to understand. Black is looking to get the queen out, and there's the only way is she can go across to Bravo 7, maybe. But that would allow white to win another pawn back with maybe bishop takes echo 6, foxtrot rook takes echo 6. Thank you. No, I'm not sure I can fully understand the reason for this next move. I think that White can simply go knight takes fox.7 check here. Because if bishop takes fox.7, rook hotel 6 check, king to the golf file, it doesn't matter, 7 or 8, it doesn't matter, rook to golf 1 check, the bishop has to step in the way to golf 6, rook on golf 1 takes golf 6 check, the king has to come to fox.7, and then rook to golf 7, rook hotel 7 check, picks up queen. So black's using queen for rook, and white still has to pass hotel pawn. That's a clear win. So you give up the knight for pawn and light squared bishop, and you invade with the rooks, and then win the black queen on echo 7. Let's go over the sequence again. Knight takes fox.7 check, bishop takes fox.7, rook hotel 6 check, king golf 8 or 7, rook golf 1 check, bishop golf 6 is forced, rook on.
He might take with the rook.
Yeah, could take with the rook.
Rook takes golf 6, king fox.7 then.
No, what I'm saying is knight takes Felix 6, Felix 7.
Felix 7.
He might take with the rook.
Well, in that case, you can play rook takes bishop echo 6.
Yeah.
No, first knight takes Felix 7, bishop takes Felix 7, rook take the hotel 6 check, king Gustav 8, rook Gustav 1, now bishop Gustav 6, right? So rook takes Gustav 6, king Felix 7 now.
And then rook hotel 7 check. And black loses the queen on echo 8 for a rook. Followed by rook takes pawn hotel 6. Anna 6, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So white's got to... If ever white wins the queen for a rook, It's two bishops and rook against two rooks. And with all these passed pawns white's got, black's got no chance. Mm.
Okay,
so the threat is knight takes hotels, fox.7 check. If rook takes fox.7, I think simply just rook takes echo 6. And then we come in rook hotel 6 check. King golf 1, rook golf 8, rook golf 1 check. Maybe rook golf 7, there's then bishop echo 6 check. King fox 8, rook hotel 8 is mating. There's something wrong with all this. There's something wrong with that. Okay. Knight takes fox.7 check. Rook takes. Rook takes echo 6. Queen moves somewhere. She goes to say bravo 7. Rook hotel 6 check. That's okay then. King golf 8. Rook golf 1 check. Rook golf 7. Bishop echo 6 check. King fox.8. It's not working now. Rook hotel 8 check. King echo 7. And then rook takes golf 7 check, wins the black queen. So white will be at least a piece up at the end of all these captures. The bishop on echo 3. It's liquidated and white will have an extra piece. Black so, black the threat is not...
The black
threat is not...
Bravo 4.
If you throw in rook takes bravo 4 in any of all this...
Queen takes queen.
There's a rook on delta 6 at the moment. Yeah. I think white gets a mate on the king side first. So you're thinking knight takes, fox dot seven, check, rook takes, and then white rook takes, echo six, queen takes, bravo four. Rook hotel six, check, king, golf eight, rook golf one, check, king, fox dot eight. There's rook hotel eight, check, king moves, rook takes, bravo eight, and then there's no invasion on bravo two.
Queen takes,
and then
bravo eight.
And after queen takes bravo eight, white just sets about promoting the hotel pawn. Okay, all right. White in the game to play plays a strange move. White plays pawn bravo five. The idea is that if black plays alpha takes bravo 5, then black won't get any play up the bravo file. If black plays rook takes bravo 5, then black's back rank is weak. At some points, if after knight takes fox dot 7, rook takes fox dot 7, there might be problems with one of the rooks goes to delta 8. Check. And if black does nothing, black does nothing in this position. White has the combination knight takes foxtrot 7. And if the black queen comes to the bravo file, she comes to bravo 4. And black's got to spend another move taking the pawn on bravo 5 before threats arrive. This is why he's challenging for the world title.
Yep.
So pawn bravo 5 means that when the tension is released on the king side with knight takes foxtrot 7, black's queen side play will be less than had the pawn been back on bravo 4. So yet again, there's a lesson for the alpha pawn. When the alpha pawn was an alpha 3, black wanted it to come to bravo 4 so that there's no protection on bravo 4. And now white's bravo pawn is teaching us that by moving forward again, it slows the black attack down by one move. So when knight takes foxtrot 7 is played, the amount of activity black gets on the queen side will not be as much had the pawn been captured on bravo 4 as opposed to being on bravo 5.
Okay. One move, so the black has to use two moves to continue the attack, so he's gained the tempo.
He's gained a move, yeah. White's gaining a move for the initiative.
So the general idea is you can slow the other guy's attack more than it costs you for making the move. You should do it in general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you spend one move, they spend one move. It cancels out. You spend one move, they have to spend two moves. You gained a move.
Visually.
Yeah. Okay. So black in the game finds about the only move to set up any threats. Black in the game plays queen, echo eight. So black's now threatening queen takes bravo five again. Or black's threatening to play queen takes bravo five. I think if white wants to be consistent, white should be playing pawn bravo six here.
Yeah.
Or rook take, no, not rook takes alpha 6. That would allow queen takes bravo 5 with threats on bravo 2 and on alpha 6. So rook takes alpha 6 is a blunder, allowing queen takes pawn bravo 5. And then white's probably got some problems. Okay. So white's plan to get black to spend two moves isn't working, because the black queen is going to land on the bravo file when the combination of foxtrot 7 comes in anyway.
Except you say bravo 6 would be the same theme, wouldn't it?
I think so, yeah.
And furthermore, now protected.
And it would make it very difficult for black to ever capture the bravo pawn.
Bishop takes it, yeah.
Providing the bishop stays on this diagonal, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and then white's, if you play pawn, black after queen, if pawn bravo 6, white is then threatening moves like knight takes fox.7. Anything takes fox.7. Bishop takes echo 6 for white, getting the piece back. And then the bishop is going to sit on echo 5. Sorry, delta 5. And then you're threatening pawn bravo 7 and rook delta 7. And then you're threatening something like bishop alpha 7 to win at least an exchange. And I'm sure with all these passed pawns, white can get through. I'm sure, despite the black queen would be going active, I don't think she could do any danger. All right, so maybe white just now sees a combination and plays it. But I think pawn bravo 6 is well, cool and cruel at the same time. Well, it's time to play the combination. If you're not going to go pawn bravo 6, you have to play your combination. So white in the game plays knight takes pawn, fox.7 check. Black's got a three-way capture. They're always good fun to give your opponents a three-way capture, especially if they're short of time.
And they're all no good. You hope they're all no good, anyway.
Well, if you take with the bishop first of all, rook hotel 6 check, king golf 8, rook golf 1 check, bishop golf 6, rook on golf 1 takes golf 6 check, forcing king fox.7, and then rook hotel 7 is actually checkmate this time. So bishop takes fox.7 allows a mating there. Rook takes fox.7 allows rook takes echo 6, followed by rook hotel 6 check, followed by rook golf 1 check. And I think black's going to fall apart there again very quickly. Oh, and incidentally, if ever black puts a king on fox.8 now, we have bishop charlie 5 check available. So if rook takes fox.7, rook takes echo 6, queen moves, she'll probably take on bravo 5. So now bishop charlie 5 check isn't available. And if you play queen takes fox.7, I think rook takes echo 6. And it's the same story, rook hotel 6 check is the threat, followed by rook golf 1 check, followed by, well, black would have to put the queen in the way. Black would have to play queen golf 7. And if ever you lose queen for rook, you're losing black, because the two bishops and the passed hotel pawn and the queenside pawn mass will be too much for the black rook pair. So black's no choice. Black has to play game move, rook takes knight, fox.7. So now white has to choose between either rook takes echo 6 or bishop takes echo 6. Which do you think looks the most logical, rook or bishop?
I think rook is better.
Rook attacks the queen.
Yeah.
And sets up your rook hotel 6 mating threats, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bishop controls the hotel 7 square.
Yeah, and the bishop keeps the rook out of foxtrot 1 or foxtrot whatever. So the bishop blocks the file and controls hotel 7, as you say, and permits the rook access to hotel 6. So it's not really much of a struggle, is it? So the game move for white is rook takes bishop echo 6. The game move for black is queen takes pawn bravo 4. Sorry, five. Queen takes pawn, bravo, five.
Yeah.
So now it's white to play. Have you got time for rook golf one, allowing queen takes bravo, two check?
No.
Oh, that's right. That's
immediately rook hotel six, I think.
Okay, I think so too. If you're going to do anything, the rook and the rook's safe on hotel six. Yeah, yeah. You're forcing the king across the board. Yeah.
His game moves forced.
Yeah. Well, what else can you do? What else? What else are you sensibly doing? You're giving a check, so you're protecting bravo two. Okay, so the game move is rook hotel six check. And the reply is forced. I think it is. Well, if you play rook hotel seven, you're just going to allow rook takes hotel seven check.
Yeah.
So you're not really gaining anything.
Simply lose the piece.
Well, you just lose a whole rook for nothing, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when the rooks finally exchange, as they almost can do by force on bravo ace, the black queen will be up against a rook and two bishops, and it's not enough. White will just slowly advance the queen side pawns. Actually, you slowly advance the hotel pawn to hotel seven, and that ties down either the black king or queen. Okay. Right. So, it's black to play. Black has three choices here. No, black has four choices. Four choices. Can you find them all? Black's got four legal choices.
One is rook hotel seven.
Okay, that loses very quickly.
There is King Gustav VIII.
Okay, we'll investigate that.
King Gustav VII.
We can investigate that one. And what's the fourth choice?
Resign.
Yes.
So, since check, are we saying what options black has got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're the four choices. And he selected the least painful one of all.
Resigned.
Now think about it. He resigned, yeah. That's the least painful one of all.
Yeah.
What do you do about King Gustav VII?
Well, the rook is protected on hotel six. So you do the same no matter what. Okay. So the computers have analysed this. You will not be surprised.
Yeah.
And you know they've demonstrated that white can win material in about seven or eight moves in almost all variations. And some of them take it to mate at move 50 or 55. But we're not going to look that far. There are two concepts here. Let's say black plays King Golf Ace. Let's call that the game move.
Rook Gustav one check.
That's the obvious candidate, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's play it. Let's call this a game move. Let's play rook golf one check. So we've had two non-game moves, but we're calling them game moves. Now, black has a choice. Black can either put the rook in the way or run the king to foxtrot 8.
If you play rook Gustav 7, bishop Hector 6 check.
7.
Bishop Echo 6 check, yeah.
I thought the king was on Gustav 7, sorry.
No, well, king Gustav 8 is more flexible.
Oh, right.
Because when rook golf 8, Rook one comes in, you have the choice of rook golf seven or king foxtrot ace.
Oh, right.
So which do you want to analyse first? By playing king golf eight as the game move and rook golf one as a game move, so you might as well play these on your board.
Yeah.
We'll come back to this position because the two there are two variations here. Black can play king foxtrot eight or rook golf seven.
Well, rook golf seven doesn't it roll into bishop?
Bishop echo six check. Yeah. The king has to go to foxtrot eight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Check on Hector eight.
Hotel eight check, and the king has to. All right. Black could put the rook back on golf eight.
Well, it's, yeah.
To which case you play bishop takes golf ace. That's the best move. Bishop takes golf eight, and then queen takes bravo two check, king delta two, rook delta check, king echo two, queen takes charlie two check, king foxtrot three, and the white king is safe. No checks. Do you want to go over that again? If the crazy looking rook golf ace. Bishop takes is the best. Though rook takes is still winning. Or rook takes, king echo seven, and then rook takes, rook on bravo eight. Yes. Queen takes bravo eight, and it's a technical win. You just bring your bishop back to foxtrot five, and you've got all these passed pawns. It's a slow win. It's a slow win, but it will take some technique. You have to be careful, but the past hotel pawn is going to do the job, and it's going to hotel seven very quickly. You, all white has to do is make sure the black queen does not set up a perpetual attack on you. So you have to put your king on bravo one, and then maybe drop your bishop back to charlie one, and then you're bomb proof, and then you just play with the hotel pawn and the light squared bishop. Okay, so that's one fairly simple win. If rook golf eight, you can take the bravo eight rook and put the bishop back on foxtrot five. So let's assume after rook golf one check, rook golf seven, bishop echo six check, king foxtrot eight, rook to the hotel eight check, king echo seven, you notice that the rook on golf seven is unprotected. And if you go rook takes golf seven check, if the black king gets greedy and plays king takes echo six, yeah, you have rook hotel six mate. So the black king, after rook takes golf seven check, must come to delta six. And then all white does, white could either go again, rook takes bravo eight check. Sorry, rook takes bravo eight and queen takes bravo eight. But the computer suggests this, rook on hotel eight to hotel six. Is a quicker way to finish the game. But what you've got to bear in mind is computers are just mindless, unemotional data crunchers. And if they find Rook Hotel 6 is a mate in 12 or 15, they'll find it. Whereas the human just says, Rook takes Bravo 8, Queen takes Bravo 8, and I've got a technical win on material. Yeah. I don't know how to win it, but I'll work it out later. I know with my two bishops, rook and my extra pawns, and especially the past hotel pawn, and the black king is cut off, over on the delta file, all that says win. I don't know how, but I'll work it out slowly.
Yeah.
So let's just go over the principles again. After rook golf one check, if rook golf seven, bishop echo six, followed by rook hotel eight check, you're forcing the black king away from the protection of golf seven. And unfortunately, it gets taken with check, and the black king can't take on echo six because of rook hotel six. So it's a very nice example of rooks mating a king in the middle of the board. So the king has to sidestep and go delta six. And then white just trades down for a simple win.
Yep.
All right. That's one win Nakamura saw and gave up. So after rook golf one check, let's try again. Let's now try king foxtrot eight. How do you proceed against King Foxtrot 8?
After Rook Golf 1. Yes.
Yeah, Rook Golf 1 check. Now try King Foxtrot 8.
Where's the bishop? It's on either 6, is it?
No, it's on Foxtrot 5 and Echo 3.
Oh, right.
Again, Rook Hotel 8 is working, I think.
Okay, and the king has to go to Echo 7.
Yeah.
So Rook takes Bella 8.
That's it. Examine the forcing moves. Queen takes Bravo 8, is forced. Now, when the queen retreated to Bravo 8, she lost control of a very important square in the queen side.
Yeah.
There's a white piece not working here yet. The golf rook is working. The Foxtrot 5 bishop is working. But who isn't working?
The bishop on either three.
Yeah.
When the queen retreated to Bravo 8, she lost control of an important square.
The pawn on either five.
We're not overly worried about that. In fact, we don't want to win that Echo 5 pawn because that's blocking the black king running away.
Just Bishop Charlie 5 check.
Yeah, Charlie 5.
And, yeah, Bishop Charlie 5 check. Now, if the king comes to Foxtrot 6, you have a mate in 1.
Mm.
Rook Golf 6 check is a mate in 1. So after Bishop Charlie 5 check, the king can't come forward to Foxtrot 6, Rook Golf 6 is mate, so it must go back to either Echo 8 or Delta 8.
It's got to be Echo 8, hasn't it? Because otherwise you're going to skewer the king to the queen.
But you're going to get this anyway, because you have control of Foxtrot 8.
Oh, yeah.
When you play Bishop Charlie 5, you control Foxtrot 8.
Yeah.
So it has to go Delta 8.
Right.
So after Bishop Charlie 5 check, King Delta 8. Then you play Rook Golf 8 check. King Charlie 7 is forced, then there's two ways to win the queen. You can just take it straight. You can take it straight and then push Hotel 6, Hotel 7.
Yeah.
And then bishop to Echo 7 to Foxtrot 6, and you win a whole rook on Hotel 8. Or, after King Charlie 7, you can be fancy and play Bishop Delta 6 check, forcing the king to take, and then you play Rook takes Queen Bravo 8, and you don't lose your rook. So then you've got a bishop, a passed hotel pawn, and an extra pawn on the queen side. You've got bishop 4 pawns against Bishop Rook 4 pawns against Rook and 2. The human, I think most humans would just play Rook takes Bravo 8.
Yeah.
Though they might see Bishop Delta 6 when it arrives on the board. I think the one worth exploring is Rook takes Queen immediately. King takes on Bravo 8. And then you play Pawn Hotel 6. And the only way Black can attempt to defend is Rook Foxtrot 6. And you go Pawn Hotel 7. And the Rook comes to Hotel 6 behind it.
Yeah.
But then White simply goes Bishop Echo 7. And the threat is Bishop Foxtrot 6. And the Rook can't take it because Pawn Hotel 8 is a queen. And if the Rook doesn't take the Bishop, Pawn Hotel 8 is a queen anyway.
Yeah.
So White's two bishops ahead. And you don't have to need to know how to mate with two bishops because you've got pawns all over the place. Yeah, it's a simple win. You just have to be careful not to stalemate him. So you can only not win by carelessness.
Though Nakamura resigned in this position, we should not resign.
You should play it on to the point as Black where you lose your queen.
Right.
You might want to play on a bit more until the hotel pawn is queened if you want. But I wouldn't play on after the hotel pawn is queen. Playing on two bishops is
right.
A bit too much.
Right, well, I've got to go now. So
it was a very good game, yes.
Thank you very much for the game. It was brilliant.
Yeah. Thanks, Caruana. Let's hope you can produce chess of this style in London.
Yeah. So next week, we change the hour, don't we? It's the...
Yeah, next week, you and I will be on at 2 o'clock English time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will still be 1500 UTC.
Yeah.
But it will be an hour earlier for us too.
Yeah.
It'll be still 1400 UTC, right?
14 UTC. Yeah, 14 UTC. So whatever time zone you're in, it is 1400 UTC.
What's amazing, he must have seen that queen takes foxtrot 6 like this 3 moves earlier or something like that, which is really amazing.
Right, thanks very much. Bye.
Okay, bye then. Well, that's why he's 2800 plus.
It's unbelievable that any human could
there is a game also Nejmetinov play, I think in 70s or 60s, something like that. He also sacrificed the queen in the middle or something. It was a very interesting game as well.
For a while, but it was still a game for a while. But it sacked the queen. And,
It was interesting that there were many tactical opportunities for White, but White just kept this under control. He kept the black queen passive. Until when the tactics started flowing, that they were decisive. When he played knight takes f7 check, it was decisive. That was the winning. That was the move that settled the win.
Yeah.
Up until then, black was defending. After knight takes f7, black was essentially defenseless.
Yeah, so white came up as queen, but then he kind of bottled up the black queen. He had to see that much, and those are promising enough to win.
Oh. Yeah, and all of the other pieces were inactive, and they couldn't coordinate. And he always just had one move to stop black breaking the grip on the position. I mean, the grandmaster move, or the best move of the game, other than queen takes fox.6, was pawn hotel 5. Because without pawn hotel 5, to get bishop hotel 4 in, black would have had one of the rooks to delta ace, and if one or both the rooks go, then the black queen can get into the position, and then it becomes much more difficult for white to coordinate an attack on the black king.
Black could even win that, yeah.
I think white might hold it. Well, once white gets a passed hotel pawn, white's probably holding the draw, even if it's queen against two pieces to the end of the game. Even if it comes down to white having two bishop and knight against queen, if there's a passed hotel pawn on hotel 7, if it gets that far, I think it's a draw. Because the black king or queen will never be able to wander away from hotel 8, so they can't come in to construct a mating net.
White had, after black castle, on the surface it looked pretty good for black, but white still had to see all that 3 moves before he did the queen sacrifice. That even though that castling by black looked pretty good, it wasn't good enough. Wow. Yeah, as you say, that's how they earn their 2800 plus ratings. Wow. It's impressive.
Yeah. Well, after that, black never had a threat, did he, really?
Yeah, but look at my escape after castling. After castling kingside, he could, on the face of it, look like he could challenge the delta file and come out, but he couldn't. Wowee. Though I wonder if earlier, if black could push the alpha pawn, he might have got some play that way.
I think the critical A critical moment was when Black pushed Pawn Bravo 4. Rook Golf 8 has been played before and turned out okay for Black. Pawn Bravo 4 was motivated because there was a line I forgot to mention where when Black has a knight hanging somewhere on Golf 4 and Black pushes in Pawn Echo 5, White can flick in a Knight Delta 5 trick, which hits the Black Queen. Well, Black can, of course, play Knight takes Knight Delta 5. And when the tactics on the King side stop, Black has Knight takes Pawn Bravo 4, threatening a mate on Charlie 2. And that's what made the difference.
Yeah.
But, of course, the way the sequence went, it's allowed the Queen sacrifice. But I very much doubt if Nakamura had seen the Queen sacrifice. I don't know how far back Caruana planned it.
It had to be. Yeah. If he didn't have the Queen sacrifice, I think he was losing. So he must have seen it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was...
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe Fritz and friends found it for him.
Hard to believe he saw that. Probably Nakamura thought he was winning. Because if he didn't do the sacrifice, Black would be winning, I think.
Black would have picked a piece up in the complications, yeah.
Yeah. God. Well, it'll be interesting to see the World Championship. If he can play like this.
Well, it shows him. Yeah, it shows he's got great tactical insights. So, you know, if there's something to be found.
Because it's conceivable.
He might find it.
It was conceivable. Look, he had not. He was going to lose. My only chance is the Queen sacrifice. And then he thought, hey, that's got possibility.
Actually, that works. Hey, I'm getting a brilliant surprise here. Yeah. So
I said it 3 moves ago, but I didn't, and I just lucked into it. Who knows?
I'm afraid a lot of club players do behave like that sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be true even in this game. He might have lucked into it. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Okay. Bye then.